You're listening to Indiesomnia. This is Paul Foreman from Soft Speaker. I've got a Robidoux Indiesomnia.
Hello, and welcome again to the Green Room Sessions on Indiesomnia. My name is Susan, and I'm here today with Chicago band Soft Speaker. So why don't you guys start out by introducing yourselves?
I'm Joe. I play the sloppy drums.
I'm Paul, and I play guitar and sing sometimes.
I'm Nick. I also play guitar and sing occasionally.
And I'm Blair, and I play bass.
So how long have you guys been together? Like, how'd you get started as a band?
I believe it was the summer of 2008, and Paul and I had just broken up with our previous acts, and Nick kind of came in as a friend from previous experience, and Blair came into the band through Craigslist.
So you guys are a fairly new Chicago band, but you've gotten a pretty good following so far. Do you attribute that to anything in particular?
Yeah, Nick is pretty dreamy, and he is, has a lot of friends, and he's younger. So whereas Joe and I and Blair, to a lesser degree, are older, and we've lost a lot of our cool. Our hipness has dissipated. So basically, it's Nick who has caused us to have so many fans. So I think that answers your question.
So I understand you guys recently did some recording and plan to release that soon.
We just recorded a 2-song single that we are releasing at our Shuba show on July 10th. And it's a Saturday night, so you've got no excuse not to be there. Unless, of course, you work on Sunday at a bagel shop at 6:30 a.m. And we are releasing the single in a rather interesting way, I think. We're having a bunch of beer mats coasters pressed with a download code and some fancy artwork on it. So, you know, when you order your hip schlitz and PBR, you can look down at your mat and, oh, God, look at this. Put it in your pocket or just go on your iPhone and dial in, download. Can you do that on iPhones yet? I can't do that on my iPhone. Maybe the new one's coming out.
So the deal is the beer mats have a download code, and it's actually like a singles collection. So it's the two new songs that we just finished and then our two previous singles, so it's 6 songs in total. I think that maybe a lot of people haven't heard the two earlier singles because they're really only available through our website. We didn't really press them or anything. So it's kind of a collection. So it's not just 2 songs. It's 6 songs in total that you get. And I think the idea is just to give everybody who comes in the door one of those coasters. So that's kind of like our unveiling of that.
You'll be able to get the single on the 10th, so if you want to get first dibs at it, you need to be at our Shuba show because it's going to rock anyway. And we're still debating whether we're going to play it there, but if we don't, then you'll definitely have to download it if you want to check out these hot tracks.
So more generally, how do you guys come up with your material?
It all comes pretty much individually in our dreams. You know, Paul and I will plan sleepovers together, of which we'll lay down the sleeping bags and put a pair of headphones on that have the sound of turkeys gobbling and, you know, nature and things like that. And then we sleep. And Blair and Joe do the same thing, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, the closest that I've ever gotten to songwriting in this band is coming in and either Paul or Nick having chords and lyrics kind of typed out on a sheet and going, okay, it goes like this, and we really want a pulsing rhythm section here. So,
that's the dreams talking.
But I think that Blair and I still have the opportunity to put our own stamp on the material, and Paul makes beautiful demos, and maybe they'll be released someday. But what we do is, as a band, I kind of personally think it hardly ever comes out like Paul's demos. So I definitely think that there is a group element to it.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Do you guys have anything else you want to say before you play for us today?
Well, I just think that it's a misconception that even though Nick is very dreamy, that the rest of the band aren't attractive. And the truth of the matter is that we're a very sexual band, and not in that we touch each other, but in that just as a collective whole, the band produces a very
sexual sound. And I think that that's important to know for those of you in podcast land who have never seen us before. So just keep that in mind.